Welcome to Chamber Talk with North Orange County Chamber of Commerce. My name is Andrew Gregson and our guest today is Carlos Franco. It's a great seeing you again, Carlos, and thank you for sharing time with us today.
Andrew, thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be back.
Carlos, you're one of three candidates who are campaigning to be elected as council member for the City of Bueno Park District 2. You attended and graduated from a local school and did a college. You serve on several board and committees. You're a Rotarian, just like myself, and you certainly live by the motto, service above self. You have a marketing firm called Culture Fluent, and most importantly, you are actually a North Orange County Chamber Business member. So thank you for that. You serve the community and are on multiple boards. One of them in particularly is Giving Children Hope. Would you like to share a little bit about that organization?
Absolutely, Andrew. Thank you. Giving Children Hope is a wonderful local organization. It's been around since the 90s in Bueno Park and has actually its foundations in Rotary. The founder of Giving Children Hope also was a Rotarian. So it's gone through several hands and several CEOs over the years, but what has remained consistent is the quality of service that we deliver. And they have a motto themselves. It's from across the street to around the world, because not only did they serve families at the hyper-local level, but they also responded to natural disasters around the world. And we, as a board member, have decided to pivot that a little bit this year, and in the last couple of years, I should say, to focus a little bit more on our local efforts than our international ones. But it's a wonderful organization with a ton of support, and I would love to invite any of your listeners to come volunteer at Giving Children Hope. We pack backpacks, we distribute food to local families, and there are a ton of projects available for college students as well, high school students, and anyone who wants to just try something new in group. So those mentorship opportunities are there. And I could really go on, but the organization is wonderful. Please come volunteer. Please donate to the organization. And even if you're really into it, consider being a board member, because it's these local people who put all their hands in the pot here to make this a wonderful organization, make a lasting effect to our local community members as well.
Now, you're very busy anyway. You do a lot of community service type things, and you also have your own business. So what subtly inspired you to run for Bueno Park City Council?
Gosh, you know, thank you so much. I am very busy, but I like to be. I've always been a high energy kid. And actually, the local school I attended was Bueno Park High School, which is technically part of Fullerton Joint Unified School District. But if you look at the map lines, it's literally in the city of Bueno Park. So it's really funny how that worked out. But the city of Bueno Park wanted to make sure that Bueno Park High School was in the Bueno Park city limits. So it's funny how that works out, but it's literally etched out in the map. With those activities, it actually started when I was in high school. Again, Andrew, I've always been a high energy kid, and sometimes that high energy, well, it leads you to do a bunch of mischievous things. But if it wasn't for the local community members, the local teachers, I mean, even the neighbors and the Rotarians specifically, that just started guiding me in the right direction, in the direction of harnessing that energy towards local service and helping other people out. In fact, there was a gentleman who recently passed away. He was my mentor. His name is Dennis Saltz. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Dennis Saltz. He was a trustee for the Centralia School Board. He was also a board member for the Bueno Park Library. And his influence, his impact on myself and many other kids, it was incredible. So in a way, I carry a little bit of his legacy as I toured with him to the local schools, and he really helped guide me, and I'm really grateful for that. So I stay active in my community, and I'm not always posting things. I know there's a lot of social media efforts, and as a marketer, as an advertiser, that's what we focus on. But when you're so inundated with that sort of media and you're doing similar things for your clients, trust me, it's the last thing I want to do for myself. I'm doing these acts of service for our Rotarian values, service above self, And of course, because it really does make a difference in someone else's life. It's not about me. It's about them. It's about us as a local community. The whole culture fluent and having a marketing firm for myself, I've been so fortunate to be able to survive this long. Quite frankly, no one ever taught me how to do business. And I guess one could say that I quit corporate America to a certain extent in 2018. I've always worked for advertising agencies. My degree from Cal State Fullerton is in communications with an emphasis in advertising. So since then, since I graduated from college, I've always been an advertiser. Well, I still do that, except my clients are no longer Got Milk. My clients are no longer Kia Motors. My clients are now, you know, local mom and pop shops. And although, you know, the budget isn't millions of dollars in allocating media, it's still enough for me to, you know, survive in the little house that I live in Buena Park. I'm super grateful for it. It does allow me to have the flexibility to do these service projects. It allows me to have the flexibility to attend ribbon cuttings with the chamber, which I love, by the way. I love meeting new businesses. I love celebrating that. And we should do that more often. I think we have plenty of baby showers and gender reveals and bridal showers and weddings. We should also celebrate our friends opening up a new business. Mm-hmm. We should do that. And I'm a big advocate for business. I do offer up my services as well to some folks that may be starting off, and I'm happy to help get them started, even as simple as building a website or a couple of flyers or banners or whatever the case, whatever the need is. So when we do these things for someone else to help them get a little bit further in their lives, it always ends up being paid forward. And I don't always know about it, but I know that it does change people a little bit.
Now, because you mentioned business, of course, being the chamber, that's what we're all about. Yeah. What sort of challenges are you been facing coming out of the pandemic now?
Well, you know, the number one challenge for many businesses, including myself, at times can be hiring people. That's something that we see all across the board. How do we deal with, and again, there's a diversity of businesses, and I'll go into my specific challenges as well. But one, many people went into the pandemic with remote work. Two, how do you get people back into the office if your type of industry mandates it? And three, hiring people. I mean, minimum wage has gone up. How do you stay competitive? How do you stay competitive when it comes to wages when you now have the fast food industry paying people more at times than what a specific business would normally pay their employees?
Right.
None of it is a bad thing. These are simply just challenges that we become aware of. And I love that. I love that I've heard this phase of transition pre, post, during pandemic, depending on what your view is, right? Called the Great Resignation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've heard a new phrase to describe this transition as the Great Negotiation. And I believe in that balance. I believe in the balance because to a certain degree, some people post-pandemic have decided to take a different career path. And you gotta embrace that. You have to embrace the fact that some people may wanna go a different direction, and it's not a bad thing. We need to retrain those people. We need to offer them the resources that they require to pursue the life that they wanna live. At the end of the day, a city, a community, a region can have the nicest things and most services allocated, but if people feel miserable in their day-to-day, none of that is really worth it. At the same time, the opposite is true. A community may be, I don't know, we're going to dramatically say impoverished and lacks many resources, but if people are happy, well, I think that's worth it.
So what do you feel is your main sort of motivation or inspiration to do whatever you do?
Gosh, you know, motivation is one thing, but like any emotion, it goes up and down, right? Yeah. There are times when I'm just down in the dumps and I am seeking that motivation, but it's not coming, right? What I choose is discipline, and it's a lifestyle. What I've chosen is a lifestyle. Ever since I was in high school, primarily where my involvement in the community started, it's been a discipline. It's been that even if I don't want to get up, and I remember being in high school going, I'm having some flashbacks here, Andrew. When I was in high school, I volunteered at a local nursing home. Just a bunch of old people hanging out. And I volunteered there for 6 months because, A, we needed a service project. And as president of the local Interact Club, which is the high school version of Rotary, I wanted to, you know, some of these kids to do some service. So that's what we did. Many of them went a few times. But I made a commitment to show up for 6 months. And rain or shine, mind you, I was in high school. I didn't have a car. No one drove me. Rain or shine, I made it there. Mm-hmm. And if some of those folks wanted to sing Ricky Nelson songs, I learned who Ricky Nelson was. And I learned all of these things. I played cards with them, whatever it was. But I also learned so much. Mm-hmm. The wisdom, the accumulated wisdom of a nursing home. You have no idea. I think how many people overlook that. Sure. But I am humbled. I'm grateful to share those stories. But yes, it's that discipline, going back to it. Rain or shine, you get up, you put your shoes on, you brush your teeth, and you give it your best. Because someone out there is waiting for you, mm-hmm. waiting for you to do what you said you were going to do.
Right.
And I like to follow through with what I do, with what I say. So quite frankly, that discipline has continued for me to continue serving the community as I have been. Now, running for office, this whole District 2 candidacy, it's such a great opportunity. And it's like the stars have aligned. It wasn't my first... If you look at my trajectory, running for office was never in the plan, you know? But Dr. Swift, who's another mentor of mine, who was actually one of my teachers when I was in high school, Dr. Swift, who's a current council representative for District 2, is retiring. And she was actually the first person to endorse my campaign and give me the blessing to go for it. She's like, Carlos, you could definitely do this. You would do it. You know, a lot of neighbors have always joked around. A lot of business owners have always joked around. Perhaps it's my demeanor, you know? I go to these events and I've done so many things. And maybe it's the way I act. People just kind of got a vibe and I never really moved on it. Mm-hmm. But I did. And actually, before even running for office, I've been a committee member, a commissioner for the Human Relations Committee for the city. And that's an interesting organization. It's relatively new for our city. But sustaining that discipline and going back and continuously serving, this is just another chapter of that. It's another level of maintaining a discipline for our community. And I don't plan to be there forever.
Right.
I do plan on passing the torch. I do plan on training as many people to be civically engaged at any level. And even our new members of our community that have recently moved into our community that want to be involved, I welcome that at any level. It's okay if you just moved in and want to run for office. I'm all right with that.
Right. So, Carlos, your energy and community spirit is certainly inspiring. If elected, what challenges are you anticipating? And what do you feel you'd be bringing to the table?
Thanks, Andrew. Firstly, the needs of our community can never fully be anticipated or controlled. So there's always going to be something new. And that's exactly the mindset that I have when I face anything in life, right? Some of the common features that I've noticed when speaking to my neighbors year over year, these commonalities come into play. And that's the platform that I'm currently running on. Number one priority is clean and safe streets. We can all agree that we want to live somewhere that's clean. And sometimes that's tied to safety. I've always been an advocate for our law enforcement and fire services. And that's the number one promise I want to say that I would love to stay focused on. Number two is educational resources. Now, we touched on this earlier, and although education is not the responsibility of a city, mm-hmm. I think it's important, one, because I am a product of all Buena Park public schools, minus Cal State Fullerton, go Titans. but education's important because, as we touched on before, post-pandemic, people are starting new career paths. Local businesses are wanting to expand the way they do business today, which is different from the way it was done yesterday.
Right.
So all of these things are super important when it comes to educational resources at a broad scope. It's definitely for the youth, but it's also for people like you and me because, hey, we're not too old to learn something new, right?
Yeah.
So that's important. I know that recently the city of Winter Park hosted a little bit of a marketing seminar for small businesses. And I thought that was great. That's great. Teach people about how to use social media as a tool. Teach people on how to use how to get in contact with the local billboards or park benches. I mean, whatever it is. Here I am putting my marketing and advertising hat on, right? But I mean, it could be as simple as how to connect your phone line, how to integrate new technology so that you can utilize it better. And that's actually currently one of my clients. That's what I'm doing. I'm helping implement their software so that their sales folks could not only use things like Ring Central to click to dial and manage their phones, but also attach your notes to a CRM like Salesforce or Data Axle, Sales Genie, a lot of things going on. Education is important. And if we're able to nurture our people and foster our future, we're put in a better position to it. Lastly, if I were to narrow things down as my top three campaign promises, is to focus on local economic growth. Nothing can happen. A lot of people want resources, but no one ever knows where that money comes from. We don't print money. We cannot borrow money. And of course, we don't want to raise taxes. So coming from that perspective, my only goal is to help the economic growth of the North Orange County area, specifically starting with Buena Park, the center of the Southland, which is a great location because the 5 and the 91 intersect. We have the entertainment corridor, but Buena Park is much more than that.
Right.
So I don't think a lot of people would understand. You ask me what's unique and what I bring to the table, and that's really, as the only candidate in Buena Park District 2 that was raised in Buena Park, what I bring is an in-depth knowledge of our community. Not many people know that Buena Park is much more than the commercial side, the businesses and the residents. We also have a very strong industry side, which is fundamentally a great balance for a great city. We're gonna be growing as a community, not just Buena Park, but also nearby. We already see the demands for more housing. We see the demands for changing the way we do business. You don't see those malls anymore. We have a mall, we have a newer mall too, it's called The Source. And currently, a lot of these spaces are being underutilized. So with the business mindset, with an organic knowledge base of the city of Buena Park, I'm bringing true fundamental advocacy for our community. Again, being the only candidate raised in the city, I don't think anyone else knows what it's like to live there year over year. And that's where my leadership style stems from. It stems from listening to, it stems from struggling with, it stems from collaborating with the diverse community that we live in. And that includes not just the residents, but the schools, the local organizations, and of course, City Hall itself.
Now, you mentioned business development
sure.
a moment ago, and we both know that's very fundamental for a city.
Yeah.
And you're right, you know, you can't just put up taxes. That's not the answer for everything. Have you any thoughts on how to establish and help and assist the development within the city?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You know, when I speak to my neighbors, some of the things that they've said is, you know, Carlos, we love Buena Park. It's a great place to live. It feels safe overall. You know, normally people have a good perception of our community, which I love. However, they've asked for more shopping opportunities. They've asked for more things to do. You know, growing up in Buena Park and talking to other younger people than me that are, you know, teenagers in Buena Park, there isn't that sense of overwhelming pride, and maybe it never will be. No one's really thinking about the city that way, right? But one thing that we can do that is a reflection of the city is bring some great businesses. Can we bring a bowling alley to Buena Park? You know, can we bring the roller rink back? You know, I used to roller skate at this local roller rink in Buena Park, and it's now become a church, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's great. But man, we've missed out on some great opportunities. And I don't know if you've seen the latest online videos, but there's a lot of people buying roller skates, joining roller derbies. I mean, there are many things we can do to bring really great businesses to Buena Park that allows people to be proud of the community, but also spend money in the city, because that's how the city is able to provide the services that we're looking for.
It's going
to
bring a lot more people in as well, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. And with 80,000 plus residents in the city, and like I want to say closer to 1 million in a day because of the entertainment corridor,
sure.
We want people to spend more money in Buena Park.
Right.
And naturally, they're going to sleep in the hotels. They're going to have fun. They're going to want to search a little bit more and explore. And with that, we got to make sure we keep it clean. We got to make sure we keep it safe. And the more we invest in our people, the more they're going to not fly away when they graduate from high school or college, but stay or come back and reinvest in the community that gave them so much, just like in a way that I'm doing. So I'm super excited for what's going to happen in Buena Park. When elected, I'm going to make sure I enact on those top three priorities: clean and safe streets, educational resources, and local economic growth.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you're looking at, you know, going into city council. You don't want to be there as like a career council member forever type thing. Do you feel that now, as you see that you're taking a different path in life, do you feel that maybe a career in politics might be on the horizon, or do you feel, no, I'm good with local level, and then I'm good?
Yeah, Andrew, all politics is local politics. I mean, you wouldn't have federal laws if something didn't happen at some local level, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't want to just overlook the power that local civic engagement has, mm-hmm, right? I'm not looking far into the distance when it comes to a political career.
Right.
And even if it goes really well when elected, I want to make sure that besides getting a really good experience out of it and making the best of it, of course, I want to make sure others understand a new way to look at their city. And I've been involved in this community for a very long time. Again, in the North Orange County area specifically, in a very long time. And what are we spreading? What kind of message are we spreading, right? That's what I think about. I think about, what are we communicating to the people? How are they understanding the activities that we put forth, the efforts, like starting a podcast for the chamber? Like, what? Why are we doing this? And by asking ourselves these questions, it's not just about gaining numbers, eyeballs, or listeners. It's about real action. I mean, we have to make sure that everything is triggered to action. So local politics is all I'm focused on right now. And without calling it local politics, I want to say, you know, that's civic engagement at the mm-hmm. hyperlocal level and making sure we make a difference. That if there's some kid on the street that is, causing some mischief, that maybe he sees it as an inspiration to maybe volunteer at their local nonprofit.
Right.
And put that energy to, you know, different use and see if maybe they have a different career path.
Sure.
So instead of focusing on me, mm-hmm. it would make my day to see someone else say, you know what? I was tagging the streets, but now I'm packing backpacks and giving children hope.
And hope you weren't tagging the streets.
I was never tagging the streets, but you know, we see that sometimes, right? Now they're packing backpacks, and now they've met someone that's a little bit older than them. Maybe they're in high school, and they meet somebody in college, and they guide them towards a potentially a new career path, right? To go to college or not, because college isn't for everyone.
Right.
Maybe they become a new apprentice at the local 714 Carpenters Union.
Sure.
And that's beautiful, because we have to understand the diversity of our people, not just ethnically, right? Or culturally. We have to understand that we're all very similar and very different in many ways. And depending on where you're at, I gotta say there's a place for you in the city of Buena Park.
If you wanted your voters to know more about who you are, as in Carlos Franco, what would you like to share with them?
I would like to let anyone that ever meets me, or by first-hand or second-hand, that I'm a normal person. That I am the type of person that is going to crack a joke, that is going to say the wrong thing sometimes. And I'm not perfect by any means. And I want to make sure those expectations are super clear. Because I know that especially in the political sphere, sometimes we expect sometimes to have saints, and I am nowhere near that. But what I can tell you is that I work really hard. What I can tell you is that I know how hard a lot of families work. And when I do things, in most cases, I try to think about it before I actually do it or before I actually say it. So with that in mind, I am not the strongest. I'm not the best looking. I'm not the funniest. I'm not the most clever, but I will find them. I will find the best people in every single region, and I am one heck of a networker. So that is something that I want people to know, that if they come to me with something, I may not be able to help them directly, but I will know someone who can. And that's the beautiful part of having such great networks here in North Orange County, through the chamber, through local organizations, through the schools. I mean, I'm here for you, Andrew, and our listeners and anybody else out there in the community. We really are neighbors. It takes a village to raise a child, and I was a child raised by that village. So the least I can do is pass it along, right?
So Carlos, we've touched on many subjects today, and I would love to ask you, do you have a final message for any of our listeners?
Thank you, Andrew. It's been a pleasure sharing some time with the North Orange County Chamber of Commerce and yourself. Quite frankly, if there was one last message I would leave with people, is to let them know that I am accessible to them. You know, we touched on politics, we touched on community, we touched on getting raised by the village. And I want people to understand that regardless of where they're located as listeners, with today's day and age and getting in touch with people through technology, I'm accessible. It's pretty easy to find my phone number or send me an email or a message on social media. I am on everything under the sun as an advertiser, as a marketer. However, I am mostly active on Instagram. So if anybody wants to drop a message, feel free to reach out. You'll find a way to find me. Lastly, that's really the message I want to leave behind. You can get in touch with me because I'm your neighbor. And Buena Park being the center of the Southland, well, I guess I just feel like the whole world is connected somehow. And that's pretty much it. You know, do your research, Google Carlos Franco Buena Park, and I will never tell you for who to vote for, but I will tell you to do your research. It's your privilege. It's your right. It's something that I advocate for.
Well, Carlos, it's been a pleasure having you as a guest today. Thank you very much for sharing time with us. We really do appreciate it. For the listeners, we invite you to join our email list by visiting nocchamber.com and selecting Sign Up for News at the top of the page. For more information on our interviews, please visit chambertalk.podbean.com.